Governor Kristi Noem is vocal about her pandemic philosophy. She does not support statewide business shutdowns or mask mandates. Noem's results are mixed. South Dakota has one of the nation's best economies. It also has one of the nation's worst COVID-19 outbreaks. Meanwhile, another Republican governor has a different approach. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Governor Noem's devotion to keeping businesses open has given her celebrity status in the Republican Party. She campaigned for President Trump across the country. Last month, she touted her record in Maine and New Hampshire.
What I did in South Dakota is what Republicans say we always believe. We just did it.
But not all Republican leaders agree. Vermont Governor Phil Scott is a Republican. But early in the pandemic, he ordered statewide shutdowns. He mandated masks. And when he reopened the state's economy, he did it slowly. He held regular briefings like this one.
My decisions throughout this pandemic, from the closures and other mitigation steps in March and April, to the methodical reopening of our economy, hospitals, and schools, has been based on the data, the science, and the recommendations of our health experts.
Vermont now has the lowest COVID-19 infection rate in the country. While South Dakota frequently suffers more than 1,000 new infections per day, Vermont reports fewer than 3,000 total cases since the pandemic began. Vermont reports fewer than 75 COVID deaths, while South Dakota has more than 500. Vermont also has one of the nation's most recovered economies. It ranks right behind South Dakota in some categories. South Dakota has the nation's second-best unemployment rate. Vermont ranks third. Vermont Health Commissioner Mark Levine says his state has chosen a balanced approach to the virus and its economic consequences.
We felt we could reopen the economy and do the appropriate public health measures for the pandemic in parallel, and that you didn't have to sacrifice one for the other.
Vermont and South Dakota have some similarities. They both have fewer than 1 million people, including many who live in rural settings. But when the pandemic began, the states went in different directions. South Dakota's Governor Noem rejected statewide business shutdowns. She said they weren't sustainable. Instead, she issued an executive order. It listed suggested precautions for people, businesses, and local governments against COVID-19. But the order used words like should instead of shall. Reporters were confused.
I was just looking through your executive order. It says municipal governments should. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that a legal requirement or is that advice?
Is telling them what they should do.
Noem refused to clarify, but it soon became clear she was not enforcing the executive order. Some cities responded with their own ordinances, shutting down or restricting some businesses. But without statewide enforcement, most local ordinances faded away. Noem eventually replaced each should in the order with a shall. In Vermont, Governor Scott used regular news conferences to give residents clear orders.
Sunday, I ordered the dismissal of pre-K through 12 schools, which began today. Monday, I ordered the closure of bars and restaurants statewide, though they can still offer takeout. And yesterday, I directed the closure of licensed child care centers across the state.
And the list went on. Those very different approaches yielded similar results at first. Both states' economies took a hit. Both used federal money to soften the blow. And both had few COVID infections for the first several months. Over the summer, things changed. Governor Noem hosted President Trump for fireworks at Mount Rushmore. 7,000 people attended the July event without a mask requirement. At public events, Noem is consistent, calling the science on masks mixed.
You all know that I'm opposed to a statewide mask mandate. I've been clear about that.
Then, in August, hundreds of thousands of people showed up in South Dakota for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. In Vermont, Governor Scott imposed a statewide mask mandate. He announced they would give away 300,000 cloth face coverings.
I'm asking you to look at the data, the real data, not just something you see on Facebook, and realize that the science is real, and that wearing a mask will not only protect the gains we've made, but also help your family members and friends stay healthy.
Scott kept that mask mandate in place when he reopened the economy. He also kept other restrictions, like limits on gatherings. As South Dakota stayed open and Vermont reopened, their economic recoveries both outpaced many other states. But the two states' COVID trends diverged dramatically. On some recent days, South Dakota's deaths have outnumbered Vermont's new infections. Vermont has struggled with the virus and the economy. The state's Chamber of Commerce president, Betsy Bishop, says many Vermonters accept that the problems are intertwined. She credits Governor Scott with building that consensus.
It's pretty clear that our governor is not going to make a change in how he is setting forth the guidance that the science and the health of people will rule over the economy from now until this is past us. And I think, to be fair, Vermonters and businesses have accepted that as the right thing.
Governor Scott won re-election in a landslide this month. Even some Vermont Democrats praise Scott's handling of the pandemic. Howard Dean is a Democrat and former governor of the state.
Phil told the truth. He listened to the scientists. He was calm, and he understood Vermonters.
Vermont is getting national attention, too. The nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, sang the state's praises during a joint press conference with Governor Scott.
And I was sitting here listening to the numbers that you said, and I would wonder if I could bottle that and take it with me.
But Fauci also stresses the importance of vigilance. Vermont's infection rate is now rising. The state recently had its first ever day with more than 100 new cases. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.